You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, everyone. I am Martina Cunha, and you're listening to Backstage Talk. Jonathan Larson asked, "How can you make someone take off and fly?" in one of his songs from Tick, Tick, Boom. And I, for the past 2 years, have learned one way to do it, through the power of community. Welcome to the Latinx in Musical Theater special for Season 3 of Backstage Talk, where we will be featuring artists from across all positions in musical theater, from several Latin American countries and different Latin heritages. I am proud to showcase my Latinx family. I hope you enjoy.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Backstage Talk. Today's guest is Felipe Sanchez. He is a Colombian actor and musical theater director born in Bogotá. With more than 30 years of experience in having studied in Bogotá, Buenos Aires, Argentina, and New York City, he is the co-founder of One Stage Producciones, a musical theater and entertainment production company located in Medellin, another Colombian city, where he currently is producing The Little Prince, the musical, an adaptation with Broadway's full force using Colombian talent to his favor. Felipe, I am honored to have you over. I have seen you on stage a couple times, and I admire you a lot. So thank you for being here on Backstage Talk.
Hi, Martin. Thank you for having me here, and well, let's begin.
Yeah, let's do it. So first thing I want to ask you is, what made you choose the thespian path in life? What made you choose to be an artist?
Well, I believe that I didn't choose this path, but this path chose me. I don't know, since I was very young, I always expressed myself through art. And, well, I created small plays and performed to my family when I was, like, only 3 years old. And I sang all the time. And, well, no other way of expression filled me as much as theater did. So I think it was very clear to me from a very young age.
I love it. So tell us a little bit about your journey in musical theater. How did you start performing and studying musical theater all the way to bringing your production company to life?
As I said before, since I was like 3 years old, art was my way of expressing. I was a very hyperactive child, and my mother discovered this place called Missy, where children just met to sing and dance and do musical theater plays. From the day one, I entered that place and I never left. Musical theater just became my life. So everything I am, I owe to musical theater. I have had the opportunity to perform on the most important stages in the country and in the world. And I have been able to meet like very important people in the industry who have given me the opportunity to learn everything I know. Also in education area, musical theater has also taught me that it is a very important tool to change lives. It changes lives, it changes social behaviors, it teaches you to work as a team, to achieve projects. Well, my journey in the musical theater has been the most wonderful thing that has ever happened to me. So it has made me who I am today.
I love it. I love it. So you not only perform, but you also direct and teach musical theater. So I want to know, what's your approach to directing and performing in musical theater? Where do you start?
I think it's heart, you know, the heart you give. I think that when you work as a professional actor and director, you take for granted that talent comes in addition, but finding the heart is really difficult. I generally try to be in productions where the cast is full of passion and love for what they do, and my actors, and with my actors, I look like exactly the same thing. I look for exactly the same thing. There is nothing more difficult than working on a production where there is only an environment of egos and bad vibes. So yes, giving positivism, always having a good word, good disposition, and most of all, always listening to your actors is the best way to have an excellent show. So I think that's always my first approach.
And what advice would you give a younger version of yourself?
Well, I think that don't listen so much to what people think. Don't stop doing things for what they will say. And never stop dreaming, I think. Ah, and don't complain so much.
Yeah, we can sometimes complain a lot as artists.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So you've had the chance to perform internationally. You performed at the Lincoln Center. You've performed in several stages in Argentina. So you've had the chance to see how the industry works outside of Colombia. Mm-hmm. And also you've performed in the most respected and known venues of the country. I want to know, for you, what is visibility and representation for Latins in musical theater?
Well, I think that musical theater for Latinos is growing a lot in Latin America. There are more and more schools and production companies that want to do musical theater. I think that is thanks to the legacy that people like Lin-Manuel Miranda have begun to build in the United States. But now I think that this comes with a problem, in my opinion, because people have begun to know this musical theater more, but they don't really know everything that this brings up with it, behind it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like the language, the education that you must have to do it. People think that musical theater is just like sing songs and do some dances and say lines and that's it. But that's a mistake, because you have to study, you have to investigate, you have to surround yourself with people who know how to generate a quality in this industry. This is happening a lot, but little by little this will change, and surely soon the industry will be bigger and better. No, that's the most important thing.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFF's creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFF's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
So how do you think we can increase Latin visibility and representation on Broadway?
On Broadway? Well, yeah. This question is a very important question to me, because we always talk about getting to Broadway, you know? That's mm-hmm. like everyone's dream, everyone who is in this industry dream. And I don't know, that's everyone's dream. And to be on Broadway, on stage on Broadway, and And we think that is the only way, or that's when we say that we're finally doing musical theater. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. My opinion is that we should stop thinking like that, because if that's the ideal, at the end of the day, this will be very frustrating. First of all, to be on Broadway, you don't only have to be very talented, but also you have to have a number of conditions that just starting being from another country, you're going to have a very difficult time. So second of all, if we think that Broadway or the West End or I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, those kind of places.
Exactly. Is the goal? Well, culture in our countries will never progress, because first of all, we think that what is done here is not as good as what is done on Broadway. And second of all, going to Broadway, we'll never have quality shows in our country. So maybe my dream is that in the future, we don't have to travel to Broadway to do or see good musical theater shows. Imagine that each country had its own Broadway. Huh?
Yeah.
That would be so great. So, yeah. But anyway, in the United States, Latinos are right now having more opportunities than before. That's for sure. And now many Latino names are in shows, and they are getting more and more. They are getting more and more importance right now.
I love it. And I agree with you. So as a director, as a creator, as an overall artist, what do you think is the most important part of creating Latin characters in musical theater?
Well, I think this is very good, since by creating Latino characters, you are making our own culture known to the world. Our way of seeing the world, maybe removing the stigma and bad image that has been created for us. And I also believe that this gives the opportunity to create new formats in the theater and gives an evolution to the musical theater style as well.
I totally agree with you. I know that, as you said before, theater is a tool for social and behavioral change. And it's super important that we as a Latin community are getting more spaces to create and put our stories on stage, mm-hmm. specifically to change that image. And specifically, a country like Colombia has gotten outside through everything that has happened in our country.
Yeah.
Felipe, if someone wants to contact you, to work with you, to maybe study with you, where can they find you? How do you appear on social media and all of that?
Well, my Instagram is Felipe Sanchez TH, as in theater. And you can find me there. Yeah, you can write whatever you want.
Yeah. Awesome. And last question before we wrap up, which are your top five favorite musical theater shows?
Oh, man, you can't be doing this question to me. That's a very, very difficult question. Oh, well, I have
100.
Yeah, like 100 favorite shows, but let's see. Okay, let's say, this is in random order. So I'm going to say the shows where I maybe have had the best experience being there, you know? Mm-hmm. So maybe this is Rent, Lemmy, definitely In the Heights.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very important show in my life. So difficult.
Two more.
Let's say, I've seen so many shows that it's very difficult to say, but I have a very special show that maybe is not the best show of all, but it's very important to me, and I liked it a lot. It's one show called Thoroughly Modern Millie, because I love the music of that show, and I love Sydney Foster, and I saw the show with her. But, well, Wicked is a wonderful show. Newsies, I love the show. It's impossible to say just five. But okay.
Yeah, I agree with you. And they are amazing shows. So Felipe, thank you so much for giving us your insights as a Colombian performer and director in musical theater. As you said, this industry is growing a lot, and more in our country, and I am super honored to be featuring you and your journey here on Backstage Talk. So thank you so much for being here.
No, Martin, thank you. Thank you very much.
Everyone, for listening to this new episode of Backstage Talk. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Backstage Talk Podcast.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.